Arush, what did we do in the last class?
The last class,
Yes.
don't remember.
Started. Okay, it's okay. Jermaine, what did you do in the last class?
Last session, we learned about
Yeah.
the descending phase. Well, in the fourth one, Bhagwan
Yeah.
were made. In the fifth one, there were religions, and in the sixth ones, there's no religion, and people eat each other, no luxury.
Okay. Very good. Dia, what else did we do in the last session?
We learned this to the end.
Yeah, we started new chapter, Dev Stuti. Okay. So there, who will tell me how many types of passions are there? Kashaya, how many kashayas are there? Arjun, you have idea?
Or Kashaya, I know.
Okay. Say Arush, which four kashayas?
Krodh Kashaya, Maan Kashaya, Maya Kashaya, and Lobh Kashaya.
Excellent. Krodh, Maan,
Lobh.
Maya, and Lobh. Very good.
Krodh means anger. Maan means everything. Everything is yours. Maya
Okay.
means someone purposely, and lobh means greediness.
Oh, excellent, Arush. Very good. Okay. So there are four types of passions or kashayas. Krodh means anger. Man means the pride over, like we have pride that we are the biggest in this universe. Then Maya means fraud or we do some cheating. And lobh means the greediness. Very good. Okay. So now who will tell me why do we celebrate Das Lakshan Mahaparva? Now we have two reasons. In the last class we learned two reasons. Who will tell me? Okay, any one of the reasons. Why do we celebrate? Arjun?
I'm sorry, what was the question? Can you please repeat it?
Question is, why do we celebrate Das Lakshan Dharma Mahaparva? Yeah, Arjun?
I'm so sorry, sir. I mean, Anubhaji, but I'm sorry, I'm forgetting at the moment. Could someone else in the
Okay,
class remind me, please?
okay, okay. Okay. Natasha, can you tell us, like you were not there in the last session, but even then, if you know the reason, why do we celebrate the Lakshan Parva?
I think we celebrate Das Lakshan Parv because those are the I'm not sure why we celebrate them, but I know what we do during those days.
Okay, it's okay. Dia, why do we celebrate Das Lakshan Mahaparva?
Because we celebrate our soul.
Okay, so these Das Lakshan Mahaparva, these Das Lakshans are what? These are the 10 attributes of whom?
Our soul.
Yeah, so these are the 10 attributes of soul. So we celebrate our soul in these 10 days. So Das Lakshan Dharma is nothing else but the qualities, attributes, dharmas of our own. So we celebrate ourselves in these parvas. So this is one of the reason. Second reason was relating to Kal, if anybody remembers, that we did in last class. Descending phase goes out and some ascending phase start. So we do Therefore, we start celebrating the. I have given enough hints. Anybody can tell me? Jamin, can you try? Why do we celebrate the Lakshmanan Mahaparva?
I
Jamin?
Got right now.
What?
Wait, we celebrate our the ten attributes of our soul?
Yeah, that's fine. Second reason, what is the other reason to celebrate the Lakshman Dharma Mahaparva?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll tell you. See, we've learned about the six phases, right? Six phases in two parts. One part is ascending phase, other part is descending phase. In the descending phase, we are presently in a descending phase, right? So we have first three kals with luxury, bhog bhumi. Okay, so you don't have to do anything. The last three are karma bhumi. Okay, so you know the religion is depleting. It's going towards end, so it's ending, descending. So we have, in fourth kal, we have Bhagwans and Tirthankaras. In the fifth kal, we all are in the fifth kal. So we have religion, history, we have religion around, we are studying religion, we are discussing religion, and we are following religion, right? And in the sixth kal, there will not be any kind of religion. So there will be very high passions, very high kashayas. People will be doing only papas, though nobody will be knowing about dharma. Okay? And what will happen? That sixth kal will also end. What will happen then? Then on that ending, there will be some rains which will destroy everything. So rains of, rocks, rains of fire, so these kind of rains will be happening. So everything will be destroyed, so nobody will be living. And then again some good kind of rains will start, like rain of milk, rain of nectar, etc. So the life will start prospering again. Okay, so now which phase will start after Sarpanikal? That is descending phase. The ascending phase will be starting. So ascending phase will have start from the zero to the highest of the dharma. So initial level will be zero dharma. Then it will increase. The dharma will tend to, you know, dharma will start in this, you know, in this earth again where we live. So Dash Lakshman Parvas are the mark of the beginning of the dharmas on this earth. People will start celebrating dharmas, following dharmas again. So at that time, while these dharmas start, people out there and devas, they celebrate the beginning of the dharma again in the beginning of the ascending phase. So we celebrate this Dash Lakshman Parva. We celebrate actually the rebirth of the dharma. The dharma is now again will be followed, is going to be followed by the people. Are you getting me? So these are the mark of the beginning of the dharma in this universe. So initially dharma was not there. Again dharma is taking birth. So they are celebrating dharma. This is one of the reason. And this is a cycle. After ascending, then descending phase will come again. Then descending phase will go off, ascending will take again. So ascending phase will keep on occurring after a fixed period of time. So this Dash Lakshman Parva will be keep on celebrating. We'll be celebrating these for infinite time, and therefore these are eternal festival, because the ascending phase will keep on, you know, coming again and again, just like a new year. So therefore the beginning of the dharma will also come, it will also be celebrated again and again. So therefore it is an eternal festival.
Will we also celebrate Dash Lakshman Mahaparva in the sixth kal?
Sixth kal mein there will be nobody will be knowing about this Dash Lakshman Parva only. Therefore, so nobody on the earth will be celebrating, but yeah, in the Devgati, they do celebrate the Lakshman Parva. Okay. Yes, ask.
Are we going according to the textbook?
Yeah, the Dasalakshan Dharma Mahaparva, it has these reasons are written on the slide number 3.
Okay, so what are we going to be using the textbook for, the Primer of Jain Principles?
The textbook that I have given you as a gift, you're asking?
Yeah. The
no, no.
One you sent 2 months ago, I think.
Yeah, the ones I sent you 2 months ago, right? No, we'll be going, we'll be reading them once, like after I finish some chapters, but at present no, we're not going through them. But like we have mostly completed the part one, Balbodh Pathmala Bhag Ek. So that the part one of the very basic part one, we've already read it.
Yeah. I think Natasha is talking about the other book which was sent by, you know, I had sent those that Jain Principles book, which Dr. Kirit Bhai Gosalia had written.
Okay, Jain Siddhant Praveshika, Jain Primers of Principle. Okay.
In English. So that I have the students, so probably I think Natasha is asking about that book.
Okay. Natasha, no, at present we'll not be going about that because first we'll be learning about the basics. In that book, all the definitions will come which we'll be reading in the chapters to come. Okay, like what is Dravya? We have read in the chapter Jeev and Ajeev, living and non-living. That who is Jeeva? The one with the knowledge attribute is known as Jeeva. So this definition is taken from that book. Okay, so we'll be reading like parts of that book in our chapters only. So once we make our base, like we know what is Pudgal, what is Dharma Dravya, Adharma Dravya, then we'll be going into that book. Okay, why? Have you started reading that book? Why are you asking?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. But very good.
It's good, Natasha. See, the book has been sent, which is the, you know, main Jain principles, the Jain Siddhant Praveshika. You know, which has been translated in English by Dr. Kirit Gosalia. So, I mean, whenever you find some time, you want to do some swadhyays, you are, you know, always, you know, free and welcome to, you know, go through that book. You can always get back to, you know, us if you have any questions from that book also. The reason why we have sent the book to everyone is basically that, you know, each and every thing would be covered in our Pathshala. At the same time, this book will help all the students to understand our main Jain principles and, you know, some of the topics you will be able to relate it when Anubhavji is teaching through some of the topics. So, yes, you can always, you know, read that book, understand, have any questions, you can always, you know, get back to us.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Natasha. Okay, so who will tell me the name of Dasalakshan Dharmas? Natasha, do you remember all?
I don't remember all of them. I remember some.
Please tell us.
There's Uttam Shama, Uttam Madhav, Uttam Arja, Uttam Shauch, Uttam Satya, Uttam Uttam Tag, Uttam Akinchanya.
Very good.
That's all I remember.
Okay. Okay, Arush. Which ones Natasha missed?
Brahmacharya and Sanyam. Uttam Sanyam.
Excellent, Arush. Yes, Uttam Sanyam and Uttam Brahmacharya she missed. Very good. So, Arush, you remember all the time, right? Very good, very good. I heard you last time. Okay, Jaimin, do you remember all the 10? Jaimin as well remembers all the 10. Arjun, how many do you remember?
I'm not sure how many, but I can tell you what I remember.
Yeah. Please tell us.
Uttam Shama, Uttam Marjav, Uttam Arjav, Uttam Anch, Uttam Sayam, Uttam Tiag, and Uttam Brahmacharya.
Okay, very good. So you missed how many? Four. No, actually three. Okay, fine. Diya, can you tell us which one you missed? Hello?
I can tell all the 10.
Okay, tell us all the 10 then.
Uttam Mada, Uttam Aad. Uttam Shama, Uttam Mada, Uttam Aad, Uttam Soch, Uttam Satya, Uttam Sayam, Uttam Tat, Uttam Chag, Uttam Aad. Akin Shamya, Uttam Brahmacharya.
Very good, Diya. Okay, now how to remember these 10 names, I'll tell you. How to remember them in sequence, okay? Okay, let us understand what do we mean by these names. Uttam Kshama. Kshama means what? Like, we should not do, like, we know the names of four passions, right? Krodh, Maan, Maya, and Lobh. Arjun, do you remember these four names? Have you ever heard of these four names?
Could you repeat the names? I couldn't hear them.
Okay. Can you all open the Slakshan Dharma Mahaparva slide? The Slakshan Mahaparva study material PowerPoint.
I have it open. Which slide should I go to?
Slide number six.
Can you wait
okay.
a minute?
Yes, we're waiting.
Is it the four passions and four sins?
Yes. Five
okay.
sins and four passions. Okay. Okay. So see, it says what do we not do if we understand this Lakshan Dharma? If I understand and follow this Lakshan Dharma, what will I stop doing? Okay. So see, there are four types of passions.
Can you wait
okay.
a little bit?
Yes, please. Everybody else is opened? Okay. Yeah, okay.
Oh, never mind, yeah, open.
Slide number six. Jamin?
No,
hello?
I'm almost there.
Yeah, okay. So, we're talking about the passions, okay? So what is passion? Will tell me any idea about passion? Kashay, what is Kashay? Arjun, I have not taught you this, but can you guess something about Kashay, passion? What is passion? Yeah, Arjun, I'm asking you, Arjun.
There. Four of them, I guess.
There are four of them, but if we say a passion or kashay, what is it? What do you feel, like? Do you have any idea? Have you heard before these names ever? Have you heard these names ever before? Kashay, passion.
I have, and I think it's passions that are wrong.
Yeah,
feelings
that are
wrong.
So, very good. So the first thing that we comes in our mind while we hear about sins like pap or passions, that is kashayas, the first thing comes that these are wrong things, right? So some wrong things which are directly opposite of our nature, okay, which do not follow to our nature, those which go against our nature are known as passions, okay? They actually make us look like, you know, not as per what our nature is. So if I'm getting anger, And my nature is to bear the forbearance. And I'm not bearing forbearance and I'm bearing anger. So I'm going against my nature, just opposite direction. So the passions are something which denotes that this person, this jiva, is doing things which is not its nature. It's going against its nature. Okay? So there are four types of passions. Okay? To do anger. Then to have pride means that you are the only thing and rest of all other people are nothing to you. Okay, so this is pride. Then you do cheating for your own benefit. Okay, so that is maya, the fraud. And the fourth one is greed, that you want everything. You want big car. If you have a big car, you want even bigger. If you have even bigger, you want one more. Okay, so this is greed. Okay, lobh, that we do not get satisfied easily. We have one thing, so we want other. We have that other thing as well, then we want some third thing, fourth thing. So it's never going to stop. We always keep on wanting something, right? Could so these are four kinds of passions. Yes, what?
Could you repeat the first one?
The first one is anger. We get angry, okay? Krodh, we get angry. So to bear anger is not our nature. We should not get angry. Why? How do we know that we should not get angry? Because we do not remain angry all the 24 hours. We remain angry for say half an hour out of 24 hours maximum. So why? Because 23.5 for the 23 and a half hours we are remaining calm, and for only half an hour maximum or 1 hour we go to anger. So this shows that to be angry is not our nature. Okay, so anger, pride, fraud and greed. So it's krodh means anger, man means, you know, we have this we are self-obsessed that we are everything, man. So we do not count anybody else other than us, so we do not treat them well. Okay, we use wrong words to them, we do not talk respectfully, respecting, we do not respect them. Then in the fraud, the cheating, we do cheating with others for the benefit of us. Okay, so I'll cheat, like if I'm reading, so I'll not let you read because I will think that you'll gain more knowledge than me, so I'll disturb you while you'll be doing your studies. So this is fraud, this is cheating. Okay, we should not do this. And greed is something that our hunger for substances, for, you know, material things never stop. If I have a bag, I want a better bag. If I have a laptop, I want a better laptop. If I have an iPod, I want a better iPod, right? So this is greed, that I want this as well. I want this as well. I want this as well. Correct? Do you get me? Hello? Am I clear about these four things? So anger,
yes.
Is not, so krodh is not, krodh means what?
Krodh means anger.
Okay, man means jamin.
Fraud?
Man. Pride. Mind means pride, means being self-obsessed. Pride. Okay. Maya means Natasha.
Fraud.
Fraud. And lobe means Arjun.
Yes.
Lobe means?
Yes.
What do we mean by lobe?
Greed.
Greed, very good. So, Arush, what do we mean by Maya?
Maya is fraud. That means.
Very good. Yeah, that
someone.
Means. Okay, very good. Excellent. Okay. Quickly, Arjun, what do we mean by man? Quickly answer. What do we mean by man? Arjun? Jaimin, what do you mean by man?
Man means pride.
Lobh means?
Greed.
Kshama is opposite of?
Anger.
Kshama is very good. Okay. Natasha, then what do we mean by Maya?
means fraud.
Very good. Diya, what do you mean by lobh?
What?
What do you mean by lobh?
Can you please say that again?
Yeah, what do we mean by lobe? Lobe. Hello?
I did not understand.
Okay, see, we have krodh kashaye, maan kashaye, maya kashaye, and lobh kashaye. So I am asking you for the meaning of lobh kashaye, the fourth kashaye. What do you mean by lobh?
Lobh kashaye means greediness.
Very good, greediness. Okay, Arjun, are you there?
Yeah, I just got disconnected, I'm sorry.
Okay, so what do you mean by maan? Arjun, maan.
Isn't that pride?
Very good. Lobh. What is lobh, Arjun?
That's greed.
Very good. Anger? Anger means what?
Krodh.
Krodh. Very good. Awesome. Maya means?
Fraud.
Okay, so we have krodh, maan, maya, lobh. And we know the meaning of these words of Hindi in English. Okay, so these are Hindi words. Krodh, maan, maya, lobh. So krodh is anger, maan is pride, maya is fraud or cheating, lobh is greed. Everybody is clear? Okay, so now we will understand the first four names of the 10 dharmas, okay? Anger is to be angry on something. Opposite of anger will be to be angry on nobody, right? Means what? To... Are you getting my point? The opposite of anger will be what? To not get angry on anybody, right? Hello?
Yes. I have a
okay.
Question.
Yes, please, Natasha.
Does it matter what order you say the Das Lakshan Dharma in?
What we have is we celebrate 10 days in proper sequence, okay? So, the celebration usually, like, it has always been happening in a sequence. But it's not like on the day when they're only celebrating the first Das Lakshan Dharma, the first Dharma. The sequence to celebrate is like we have divided 10 days, these goes for 10 days, so we have allotted one dharma all for each day, right? But on each day we celebrate all the 10 dharmas. Like on the all days, it's not like on the day of Uttam Kshama, we'll not be getting angry, but we'll be cheating with others and we'll be doing this pride thing. It's not this. We'll not keep on lying. Are you getting me point? We do not go to party on the day one Uttam Akin Chanye Uttam Tap. We'll Uttam Sayam. Just because it's not Uttam Sayam or Uttam Tap, we'll go to party and, we'll eat anything. So, we celebrate all the 10 dharmas each day, but for the celebration purposes, we have allotted specifically one day for one dharma, okay? So we have sequenced all the 10 dharmas like this. Uttam Kshama comes first, then Uttam Mardav, Uttam Arjav, then we celebrate Uttam Shauch. Now, this thing has two opinions. One says Uttam Shauch, one says Uttam Satya. So that is simple. So we'll be going with Shosh taking first because it follows with our pattern. How? I'll tell you. Okay, Natasha? It's just we have to celebrate all the dharmas every day. So we celebrate them every day out of 10 days, out of 365 days. But for, to be specific, this day I'll be understanding about Uttam Kshama completely. So we are focusing on Uttam Kshama completely. So we'll be discussing about that dharma on that day. Okay, did you get my point, Natasha? Okay, so now I'm asking the opposite. If I'm not getting angry, is it not like I am actually doing Kshama to that person? See, if I'm not killing somebody, am I not saving his life? correct or not? Hello, Arjun.
Can you repeat
yes.
it?
Yes. Yes. If I'm not hurting somebody, isn't it I'm actually, you know, we are forbearing them, like, okay, I could have hurt you, but I'm not hurting you. This means what? That actually we are, you know, being non-violent towards that particular person or that particular jiva. Is it not saying that? You're not getting my point. See, I can kill, you know, if some kind of mosquitoes come around and bite me, I can kill it, right? But I'm not killing it. I'm not killing it. Isn't it I'm bearing forbearance on that particular mosquito? Are you getting my point? No? Hello? Hello, is everybody there? Hello? Natasha?
Yes?
Are you listening to me, right?
Yes.
Okay, see, my point is, if we do not hurt anybody, isn't that mean that we are not actually we are bearing kshama on those jivas, therefore we are not hurting them? Like, we don't eat, you know, jamikan, we don't eat potatoes, we don't eat, unfiltered water, we don't drink. So why do we not drink? Because there are jivas in those potatoes or jivas in that water. So we are actually saving the lives of those jivas. So we are not eating them, doesn't mean we are actually caring about them. Correct? Yes or no? It means, right? So to be not angry means to do kshama, to do forbearance, to follow forbearance. So if you leave the passion of krodh, the krodh kshay, what do you automatically start following? You start following uttam kshama.
But doesn't kshama mean forgiveness?
No, it's forgiveness in that, it's not forgiveness in that way, like somebody has done bad to you and then you're forgiving them. It's forgiveness in this way that they have done nothing to you, but you could have, like, their life could have ended because of you, because of, you know, ignorance by you. If you're not walking by looking at the ground, then all the, you know, ants, all the ants on the ground could have killed by your legs, right? They're very small ants. So they could have come down your, beneath your leg, and they would have ended dying up there, right? But now, you're bearing what? The forgiveness. Like, not because they have done anything wrong to you and you're forgiving them. Just because, you know, they are jiva, so you thought that I should care about them. So now when you walk, you see on the ground that if there are any jiva, they should not get killed by legs. So you walk carefully. If you eat something, you see, oh, this food should not have any kind of jiva. Otherwise, I'll be killing it and I'll be eating it. So I should not eat jivas. So what you're doing, you're actually bearing care for them. So this is the forgiveness of other kind. Generally, what we follow in the world is that somebody will do wrong to you and then you will forgive them. Here the concept is different. You understand that everybody is jiva and you care for them, that I am jiva, this person is also jiva, so I should not hurt this jiva. So it's the forgiveness of superior quality, that without any, you know, any interest, you are actually helping them in living. You are actually saving the lives of those persons. Are you getting my point? Am I clear?
Yeah.
Okay, so if we do not have krodh kshay, that is anger, passion, what we'll be doing? We'll be doing uttam kshama. So that is the first day. On this, what does uttam kshama says? To not get angry or to take care of everybody that falls in your way. That because of you, no jiva should get hurt. So your activities, your behavior should be such that no jivas gets hurt because of that. Am I clear?
Yes.
Okay. The second passion comes like in the sequence of these passions only. So second passion is man kashay, that is pride. So to not do pride, to not do pride, to not see yourself as a superior, more superior thing, is Uttam Mardav. Man has ma, okay, M. Man is starting with M. Mardav is again starting with M. So man, Mardav. So to destroy man is equal to Mardav. So to not do pride, to not be, you know, very proudy, we do not get proud in us, like we do not count anybody other than us, like, oh, who is he? Oh, he is stupid. We doesn't count. We do not say. We have our own standards. So we make our standards. We do not talk to somebody. We do not treat them as persons. So this is what, this shows what, that we have some pride. So to destroy this pride, kashay, man kashay, the second dharma arises, which is Uttam Mardav. Man, so man se we took M, and the dharma starting with M is Mardav. So the confusion between Arjav and Mardav goes out. So first is Shama, Uttam Shama, second is Mardav. Third is Arjav. Arjav means to not do any kind of cheating. Okay? So Arjav is to go out of fraud, to get rid, like to be, to make the fraud in you, away from you, to not commit any cheating to anybody, is known as Uttam Arjav. So Uttam Kshama represents the destruction of crores, Uttam Mardav, the destruction of man, Uttam Arjav, destruction of maya, and Uttam Shauch. Shauch means to leave everything, like to not get hurt without of things. Like our Muniraj have nothing, but they do not feel bad about it. They do not fight for the money, they do not fight for the cars, they do not fight for the good food. They live in jungles. They practice their own selves. So what do we actually not do? They have actually destroyed this lobe, this greediness. So the end of greediness is a shauch dharma. Like we do not actually require anything. Do I require good clothes to look good? I am not this body. So actually I am not requiring anything for this body, for the luxury of this body. So actually this passion, the lobha kashay, gets ended. So the first four names will go like this. Uttam Kshama means the end of anger. Mardav, end of man. Maya, end of the fraud or cheating. And the third is Arjav, the end of Maya. And fourth is what? Shauch, Uttam Shauch, that is the end of Lobha Kashay. Okay, did you all get me? Do you all get the meaning of these four dharmas?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so what did we learn because of these four dharmas? That we should not do four things. Which things we should not do, Arjun? Arjun?
Yeah, so we shouldn't have anger, pride,
very good,
fraud or greed.
Very good. So we should not have krodh kashay, man kashay, maya kashay and lobh kashay. Very good. Excellent, Arjun. Okay, so these four names we remember, Arjun. Krodh. Kshama is destruction of Krodh. Mardav is destruction of Arjun.
Right.
Arjun. Very good. Then Arjav. Uttam Arjav is what? It denotes what?
Uttam Arjav is to do no cheating.
Yeah, so it's Maya. Maya Kashay. And the fourth is which dharma? Shauch. Uttam Shauch. Shauch means, Uttam Shauch. So Shauch is the destruction of?
The destruction of lobe or greed?
Yeah, the lobe. Very good. The greediness. Okay, to not be greedy is Uttam Shauch. Means to not, to not be dependent on the, you know, materialistic things so much that we need them. Without them, we feel we are incomplete. So once we do not count ourselves as body, but as soul, we stop, you know, actually creating these bonds for this body. Like, I want a good home, I want good clothes, etc. We do not do this. Okay, the four names, everybody learned in this sequence, four names. Everybody? Okay? Okay, I guess this is enough for today from this chapter, because these four passions, it is a separate chapter for us, which we'll be reading after Dev Stuti. and the five sins. Anybody know the names of five pap? Arjun, have you heard about five pap? Sins?
Isn't that five sins?
Yeah, five sins. Do you have any idea? Like, you have heard before?
I know
okay.
two or three, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, Arush, which one you know?
Violence,
yeah, hinsa. Okay, first is violence, that is hinsa. Yeah, Arjun, which ones do you know?
The first is violence, second is falsehood, third is theft.
Oh, you,
fourth,
it's written in the slide only. So are you reading or are you telling you have knowledge?
I have knowledge. I'm kind of getting help from my mom.
Okay, so you're recovering that knowledge by taking the help of the study material, aren't you? Okay. So we have five kind of sins, that is hinsa, jhoot, chori, kushil, and parigrah. These four passions resemble to five sins only, okay? So violence happens, and hinsa happens because of anger. Okay, you say, you know, false, you say untruth, you speak lie because of fraud, you want to commit fraud, you say lie. You do chori, why do you chori? Because of greed, you want things, so you do theft. So you actually become a thief, okay? If you have wrong intentions, then again it's because of greed. Accumulation again is because of greed. That you want this. Okay, I should have two homes with this much of rooms. I should have three cars. I should have iPod, then iPad, then MacBook, then iPhone. Right? So this is what? This is accumulation. We're accumulating all the stuff around us. So these are five kind of sins. So these also have some connection to the Dashlakshan Dharma. We have learned four names of the dharmas in sequence today. Keep them on your mind. We'll be learning. I'll be asking them in the next session. Okay. Presently, now we'll come back to the poem that we have started. Open the Dev Stuti. Open the study material, Dev Stuti. Yes, have you all opened it, Dev Stuti?
Yeah.
Very good. Natasha and Arush have done it. Jamin, have you opened it?
This is Arjun. I also have it open.
Okay, the first slide is after the, the title slide, the second slide. Oh God, devoid of attachment. Diya, you have opened it?
I have opened it.
Okay, Jamin, done?
Yeah.
Okay. So in the first slide, what do you see? You see two pictures, right? On the left-hand side of yours, there is the picture of a temple, isn't it? It looks like a temple, right?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. In the top of the slide, in the right hand side, there is a picture in which like four persons are standing. They have in some direction, their hands are moving in direction. And there is standing a big pillar. What do we call this pillar?
Manstam.
Very good, Diya. Arjun, have you seen this kind of structure, the pillar ever?
No, actually I'm not.
Okay, Arush, Jamin, have you ever seen this kind of structure before?
No.
Oh, it was like in our previous study materials as well, the pictures of this. That was in the last poem also we did in that also, that structure was there. This is known as Manastambha. What does this have? On the top of it, you can see there small, the idols of our Bhagwans are there. So it's actually a temple, Manastambha. But it's like a pillar, so it's huge. It has huge height, okay? I'll tell you it's where it, you can see it more clearly. My introduction has it, I guess. Okay, so my introduction, you have the my introduction slide, right? Open that, in that slide number 4, we have the picture of Manastambh. Okay, so man, we just heard about man. Who will tell me what is man? Arjun, what is man? We just learned about man. Arjun?
Yeah, man is pride, correct?
Very good. Man is pride. So man is one of the passion, Mankashay, right? So why is it called Manastambh? Why would our temple be named on some passion, some kashay, which is we have to destroy? So why would we call our temple as Manastambh, the pride pillar?
Anubhavji, this is Arjun.
Yeah, you have to leave,
I have
right?
to go to my class, but I'm going to switch over to my phone, so I will not actually have the PowerPoint in front of me.
Okay, fine, it's fine. Okay, everybody else has opened my introduction slide number 4.
We're doing it now.
What?
We're doing it now. We're opening it.
In slide number 4, we have the photo, or we have a more clear and actual photograph of Manastam. That is a painting, what we have in this chapter, Devastuti. Slide number 4, we shall discriminate the self from others, meditate upon our soul and renounce. Anybody has actually remembered all this poem? Do anybody of you know and learn this poem completely?
Yes.
Completely, Diya. Diya, do you remember this poem
Can you
completely?
he's asking.
Without looking.
Yeah, without looking at it. Yeah.
Not full.
Okay, partially remember, very good. Okay, the slide number 4, we shall discriminate the self from others. Everybody has opened it.
Yep.
Okay, so slide number 4, can you see now one picture of a pillar? Right? Hello, Jamin.
Yes, we can see it.
Jamin, can you see it? Okay. So what do you see in it? Can you see, like, I know it's very, it's not that clear that you can actually figure out what it is, but anybody of you can describe me, what do you see? Jamin, tell me, what do you see in the picture? Ignore the plantations and all, okay? Don't tell me about the leaves. Just about that pillar. What do you see?
I see a big white pillar, and I
Very
see a
good.
flag all the way at the top.
What?
A flag?
Okay, the flag on the top. Okay, fine. Okay, what else, Jermaine? Very good.
Then I think there's idols of the Bhagwan.
Where on the top or in the like in the beneath towards the towards the ground it has idols, or on the top it has idols?
At the top.
At the top, and like if you see from below, and if you see it, you don't see any other where, like any other place that does it has idol or something.
At like towards the bottom of the pillar.
Yeah, towards the bottom, do you see any idol? Do you see? I'm just asking. Don't say, I think there should be. Do you see? what do you see? Tell us in this pillar.
I see a god.
Where? On the top of the pillar or towards the bottom of the pillar? Like towards the very starting of the pillar?
See some steps, and then there is a picture of a god.
Okay, so those steps, after those steps, there is a Bhagwan, the idol of the god, and then towards the top as well, you're saying?
So, there are steps, and then there is a god picture, and then right above him is a tower.
And the tower has on its top what? Does it have anything on the top? I know it's not clear. Okay, I'll tell you. On the top, there are four idols of a Bhagwan, each in one direction. So north, south, east, west, there are four idols facing each direction. Because it's a pillar, so it will be like, for all the directions, it will be visible, right? It's not like a temple in which if we go, behind the idol of Bhagwan, so we can only see the back of our Bhagwan. We cannot see his face. But in this pillar, we have four idols in four directions. So in any direction you go, you can see the face of Bhagwan, okay? So it has in the top the four idols of Bhagwan. So Manasambha usually has on the top of it the four idols of Bhagwan. But you know, come on, if I'm looking from the ground at the top, I cannot see clearly the idol of Bhagwan because it has huge height. It's like 60-70 feet height. Okay, so I cannot see it clearly. So for my convenience, there are four, the same replica idols at the, towards those, after those steps, we can see, there are four idols. So how many idols in a Manasambha? Generally four idols are there, but to our convenience that we could do, we can see Bhagwan's more clearly, we have eight idols, four upper side, four on the top, and four like after these steps we have. Okay, so why is it known as Manasambha? Man is Stambha. Okay, what does height represent to you?
Anubhavji, I have to go actually right now.
Okay, Arjun. Okay, Arjun. We'll be concluding in some time. In 2-3 minutes.
Goodbye.
Okay? Thank you. Goodbye. Jai Chinendra. Okay, so why do we call it Man is Stambha? In the next class, I'll be telling you the story of Gautam. Have you heard of Gautam Gardhar? Anybody?
Yes.
Gautam Gardhar. Natasha, Arush, have you ever heard about Gautam Gardhar? Natasha? No, you have not heard about Gautam Gardhar. We have heard about Mahavir Bhagwan, but Mahavir Bhagwan's Gardhar. Every Tirthankar has Gardhar. I'll be telling you what happens. Okay, so this is a very interesting topic, okay? About Manasambha. Why do we call it Manasambha? What is it? Where does it found? Because we have already read where is it found. So I'll be telling you it in the next session, okay? So it's very interesting story, a very important story. We just celebrated Diwali, right? So it's related to Diwali as well. It happened on the day of Diwali also. The person related to this, Manasambha, went to Moksha on this Diwali, on the evening of Diwali, Gautam Gardhar. Okay? So what I'll be doing is, I'll be reading this poem. In the next, we'll be learning some of the names of Vishlakshan Dharma, like we did four names today. So we'll be reading six names on the next session. And then we'll be starting and concentrating on this chapter only. This chapter is everything. This chapter is about who is Bhagwan, why do we pray to God, what should we not do, that is sins and passions, and what we commit to do, and what we have to actually do. And it will have many stories coming in, because each slide has some picture, and some picture has some stories. Some has big stories, some has fine stories, small stories, okay? So we'll be reading about these. Fine. So for concluding today, I'll be reading this, and one by one we all will be reading it, okay? So we have to remember this is the poem, okay, I'll be telling you, this is a Hindi poem, it's very old poem, Vitrak Sarvagya Hitankar, it's very old poem, okay, So it's a translation of that poem only. So we'll be doing, and I have sent you the books. On this book, the Balbodh Pathmala Bhag 2, the second part, the first chapter of Dev Stuti has this poem, but in a different translate. That has Hindi part as well, English part as well. And it's not, that is not in the poem form, but in the phrases or like, it's just the meaning of that. So it's like I have translated it into some tone, into some rhythm. So we'll be doing it, so we'll sing it as poem, and we'll be getting the meaning of it. Okay, so we'll start. I'll say it once, I'll sing it once, then Natasha will be singing it, then Jaimin, then Arush, and then Dia. Okay, and then we'll conclude. So I'll start first, then Natasha. Okay. Okay, Natasha?
Which one? Am I seeing the paragraph after you?
Yeah, after what I read. No, no. The same paragraph that I'm going to sing, you have to repeat it. Everybody will repeat that only. Okay? Because when we go to the temple, we should, speak some prayers. So we do not know prayers, so we have to learn some prayer. So this is the prayer that we have to learn to. So whenever next time you get time and you get the opportunity to visit a temple, so in front of Bhagwan, just if you remember this prayer, just say this prayer, sing this prayer in front of Bhagwan. Because we should always sing prayer in front of Bhagwan. After Namukar Mantra Chattari Mangal Path, start reading this prayer. Okay? So we'll learn this prayer together. Okay? So I'll be starting. O God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, ever-loving preacher, let all wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge, sinful prayer. I cannot sing better, but I can give you idea how to sing it. So ignore, just get idea how to sing it. Okay, Natasha, you can try. If a better tone, you know, you can try in that as well. Natasha, your turn.
Okay. O God, devoid of all attachments, omniscient, our well-being preacher, let our wrong belief get destroyed, by knowledge, son, fulfill prayer.
Very good. Jaimin. Jaimin, are you there?
1 minute. Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, our well-being preacher, let our wrong belief get destroyed. By knowledge, son, fulfill prayer.
Very good. Arush.
Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, our well-being preacher, let our wrong belief get destroyed. Final,
let's
for prayer.
Oh, Arush, you're a good singer. Excellent. Very good. Dear, your turn.
Oh, God, devoid of attachment, omniscient, our well-being preacher, let our wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge and fulfill prayer.
Very good. All of you sing so beautifully. Very good. So I'll repeat it one last time, and then we'll say Ramokar Mantra together today. We'll say Ramokar Mantra part, only Ramokar Mantra, the five lines, together. Okay? So I want to make a chorus. So just try to match with each other, that how to match our voices together. Okay? So I'm just saying it, reading it last time for all of us. O God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, ever-loving preacher, let our wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge, son, fulfill prayer. Okay, so we'll join our hands, close our eyes. Start. Namo Arihantadam, Namo Siddhadam, Namo Ayuriyadam, Namo Vajayadam, Namo Nisakasavuram. Very good. Okay, so Jai Jinendra to you all. Okay, so if you can ask your parents, ask about Manastambha more. We'll be reading one story about Manastambha in the next session. Okay, in the next session we have to read about Manas Sambha and about other six names. So just keep in mind the four passions that we have learned. So the sequence of the four dharmas: Uttam Kshama, Uttam Mardav, Uttam Arjav and Uttam Shauch. Okay, thank you so much. Just try to learn these four lines if you can. We'll be learning the meaning of these four lines. This is very simple. Okay, thank you so much. Jai Jinendra.
Indra, thank you.
Indra,
thanks.
Thanks to all of you.
Thank you.